Florida's number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. And you know that when I'm on the radio, I do my thing. But you also know that I am currently in a show called Clyde's. You know how to talk about it. You know I love to talk. And I have a special guest with me. Hi, Ricardo.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Now, Ricardo, you're in the show too.
I am.
And we're in Clyde's. It's happening at Grand Rapids Civic Theater. You want to explain a little bit about Clyde's and what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. But yeah, Clyde's is coming up pretty quick here at Grand Rapids Civic Theater. And it's a show about five characters who are making their lives after coming out of the prison system. So they are returning citizens, dealing with the harsh realities of what that means. They have different experiences, different backgrounds, but there's this one unifier. And in addition to that, they are all working together at a sandwich shop in a kitchen. And so it gets pretty interesting.
I guess a little dramatic, if I would say so. And I mean, our characters have such a unique relationship. So can you explain what your character is and how you embody Montrellis?
Absolutely. So I love playing the character Montrellis. Montrellis is sort of like an older father figure for a few of the characters. And he functions as a bit of a spiritual guide or a guru, an inspirational archetype, right? He's trying to get the other characters to imagine their lives beyond what's in front of them right now. And the way that he does that is by challenging them to go beyond the average sandwich making. So can we go beyond peanut butter and jelly and ham and cheese on white to imagine what life could be like if we use some flavor, some spices, and get a little creative?
I love that. And I mean, you're always, well, Montrellis is always on me trying to make the perfect sandwich. Because I play Letitia, who is a single mother just trying to make it from being incarcerated 7 months ago. And her daughter has a medical condition that allows it to be a little bit harder for her to be able to just function in the world.
Yeah.
With everyone being on her shoulders and having to support her, it just is a lot for my character. So yes, my character has a few nervous breakdowns and she loses her mind, but she's sassy and she just loves the people that are in the kitchen except one person. But you're going to have to come to the show and find out who that is.
Yeah.
But with this show, I think that the best part about what Civic is doing is that it's not just about coming to the show and also paying what you want. It's about the outreach and the civic duty that comes with it. And they've been doing a lot of amazing initiatives around our show. Specifically, they're doing tonight, they're partnering with the Arbor Circle at Wealthy Theater from 6 to 8, where they're going to be having a panel about the impact of mass incarceration here in West Michigan. And all of my besties know that being incarcerated, especially in West Michigan, is an extremely difficult situation and it definitely needs to be reformed. And they're going to be having a discussion about that tonight. And also on the 25th, they're going to have a community resource night where the resources that are available in the West Michigan community, staff members will be there to give people the resources that they may not have known West Michigan even offers. And I think that's the beautiful part about this play is that while it's a very serious topic, this is something that goes on every day. And you may not see it in real life or what you see, but it really does impact people. So
that's right.
When you saw that this show was happening, what was your first inkling? Like, what did you really feel when you saw that Clyde's was happening?
Yeah, I was really excited about it. First of all, it's by an African-American playwright and a woman.
Yes.
Right? So in a male-dominated field.
Okay.
And so that in and of itself grabbed my attention. And the fact that this particular playwright, Lynn Nottage, seeks to highlight issues that affect communities of color. I'm like, sign me up. We need to make sure that this story is told and told in this community.
Right.
And Lynn Nottage does not play around. She tells a story in a very raw and gritty way, but does so with enough imagination, right, that we can see ourselves in the characters, right, even if that's not the particular experience that we've had in terms of relating to the prison system.
And I will like to say that while, again, this is a very serious topic and this affects people's actual lives, there is a little sprinkle of humor. Mm-hmm. So don't come in thinking that it's just going to be straight drama, straight action.
It's a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. There's a little cackle here and there, but come in open-minded. But the best part is Grand Rapids Civic Theater is allowing this show to be pay what you want, which means you can literally pay however much money is in your pocket.
Exactly.
You can pay a dollar. I mean, pay a little more. You know? Come for the art. But you can pay as much as you want or as little as you want just to make theater more accessible. And I think that this show specifically, I want my besties to show up and show out, not because I'm in the play, but because there are so many fantastic actors who I get to work with on the database. And plus, our mirror cast is amazing.
They are absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, mean, come on. Their shows are already almost sold out. The girlies are eating up the tickets, okay? So you need to make sure that you are in the building in Grand Rapids Civic Theater. Can you remind us the day?
Let's see if I get this right. I think we open on January 19th and we go through the 28th. Yes.
Wednesday through Saturday, 7:30. We also have a Sunday show at 2 o'clock. Come in, sit down, have an experience that you will never get to see in another place. And I think that Grand Rapids Civic Theater did what they needed to do when they brought this show.
That's right.
And I'm so excited to be a part of it. And Ricardo, you know I love you.
Damn. Hey. I love you too, girl. Thanks for having me here.
No problem. Again, Grand Rapids Civic Theater is putting on Clyde's January 19th through the 28th. Wednesday through Saturday, 7:30. Sunday, 2 o'clock. Be there. I'll be square, okay? Magic 104.9.